saying. But from what the preacher is saying, God speaks to you about something that is relevant to you, but not necessarily even what the preacher is saying. And that is what you need. And that's the most important thing for you for the day. And the psalmist says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. So it's about hearing God's voice. And as we talk about camp registration, some of you are hearing God's voice. You say you should register. Some of you know that you go to camp, but you still have not registered. Some of you have not even talked to your parents yet about camp. How many of you gave the letters that we sent out to your parents last week? How many of you didn't receive the letters last week? Because you didn't come to church. Can you please stand up? It's not punishment. Just stand up. Sorry. Auntie Frida, can you please help them very quickly? Hey, now that I said Frida, Auntie Frida should help you. More people are standing up. Shame on you. Okay. And I hope God is speaking to you and I hope you are listening. All right. So please make sure that you register. Invite your friends. Talk to your friends. No, let them stay where they are. I don't want them to move about. I don't know, settle. It's better you alone move about. Please, sorry. Okay. Or you don't have them here. Okay, then let them sit down. Just wait, stand up. Let's take a number, then you can sit down. Can you please do a quick count, then you can sit down. So please, get your friends to register. Tell somebody about the camp. Hey, I didn't say you should drag chair. That's why I said you shouldn't move. Thank you. God is speaking to somebody, you will be disrupting the person. Okay. So, your friends, sometimes you think that some friends of yours, you have categorized and this one day they can't get born again. Because of the way they move with girls, the way they move with boys, some of them are into drugs. Look, before I got born again, my friend, who was my next door neighbor, who was the prayer secretary of the campus fellowship, he told his other friend, his roommate, that I shall be you can get born again. Because they had prayed for me, son. There was a special camp on campus. They had prayed for me that I will come. I never went. I mean, I only went one. I mean, I listened, but I didn't give my life to Christ. He was telling his friend that I shall be you can get born again. I got born again the next month. So don't give up on anybody. Please invite your friends. Get them to register and encourage them to come. Okay? Moses, you are helping me, so you have to go a little faster than me. If I slow you down, slow you down. Okay? The camp fee is still around 500 CDs. Please, if you want to go and you cannot pay, please just see your facilitator and talk to them. They'll give you an exemption for you. Discuss with your parents. Some of you don't want to discuss with your parents, and some of you, your parents may even get angry at you. Because they feel that you've gone to disgrace them, that they don't have money to pay. And some of them say, now why did you go and tell the church that we cannot pay? You go and discuss with them. Whatever they say, whether they blast you or they say I disgrace them, whatever, you come back and then we'll see what we can do to help you. Okay, but we will definitely help anybody who wants to go. And don't say that last year the church paid for me, I don't want to trouble the church again. Please don't. We want everybody not to miss camp. So make sure that you talk to your parents and your facilitators and let's get this thing sorted out very early. Okay. And it's first come, first serve. What's happened to me today? First come, first serve, but we'll try to help everybody. So let's do this quickly. If you have been counted, you can sit down. Have you got them all now? Or you are trying to get the names? Let the facilitators get the names in their classes. Okay. So you can sit down. If your facilitators have taken your name, you may sit down. Okay. Uncle David, is it because you are not there? Your class is too slow. Memorize their faces and then write their names later. Please take your seats. Okay.
Galatians 2:20. Shall we say it together? Galatians 2:20. So like we said, we'll be focusing on this scripture for a very long time. We'll be preaching on different dimensions of this scripture. The scripture talks about the fact that I have been crucified. I am dead. By faith, I am dead. Yet I live. But the life I live now is a new kind of life. And it's this new kind of life that we are going to be talking to you about. What does this new life entail? And that's what we're going to be praying about in filling this morning. We're talking about living by faith in the Son of God. And last week we talked to you about the power of God. You cannot talk about the faith in God or the faith of God without reference to God's power. Last week, I reminded us that all of us human beings, we are made such that there's a void in us that seeks for power. Both Christians and non-Christians alike. We are excited when power is displayed. That's why people are captivated by magic. If I go and start talking about Jesus Christ in some places, don't listen to me. But let a magician come and perform some magic tricks. Everybody will go agag. I don't know, those of you who are, I was going to say addicted, but I hope nobody's addicted. But those of you who follow Americans Got Talent, British Got Talent, and so on, you know, when the magicians come to do their thing, I'm always amazed at the way people are so excited about this magical act. Because people demonstrate some abilities that are beyond ordinary human beings. That's why in Ghana, for example, when you hear Nogokpo or what's the name of that place in Kumasi? Is it Antoine? When you hear those things, people begin to shake. Even some Christians. There was a time in this church, there was one time at camp when people were manifesting as a result of some demonic activities. Things were running away from them. Why? Because they were afraid. But you don't need to be afraid. Thank God we've had time to teach, and I think one of these days we'll go back to it again. We talked about demonology and the power that we have over demons in Jesus Christ. So you don't need to be afraid. When you see somebody manifest demonically, you go in the name of Jesus and deal with those spirits. Because Jesus has given you authority. It doesn't matter how young you are. Do you realize, for example, now in ICGC, I mean, Prophet Anoh is acclaimed as an outstanding prophet. So whenever he's coming to preach, everybody is excited. Why? Because you will do, in quotes, some power things that we don't see every day. That's how we get excited, period. Yesterday when he was being introduced, people were not even allowing Reverend Fifi to introduce him properly. They were excited. They didn't care whether they were healed or they got a breakthrough or not. But just because of a demonstration of power, they were excited. That's how human beings are. That's how the world is. So the world is waiting for us. It's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, who will carry power, the power of God, and demonstrate it to the world and let the world know that Jesus is Savior. You cannot talk about Jesus being the Savior of the world without demonstrating power. When other people are demonstrating power, they ask you, where is your power? That's why in the New Testament, go and read the New Testament again. It's full of the demonstration of power. Even though there were a lot of teachings, there were a lot of doctrines, it's also demonstration of power. Before Jesus Christ led the disciples to go and preach and to carry out the assignment, first he empowered them and said, go out, raise the dead, heal the sick. That was the mandate that he gave them. And it's the same mandate that Jesus Christ has given us today. And so we must learn to enter into the realms of power with God. At every age of your Christian life, you don't even have to be very old or very strong, but you must understand the power that is behind you, the power that brought Jesus Christ from the dead. That same power is at work in you. And that same power is available for you to help people when they are in need. Last week, I shared that testimony about my friends and I with you. I'll not go over it again. But if you recall, I didn't know what I had at the time. But somebody who was trying to contend with me knew what I had. And that's how we Christians are. We have been sealed with the mark of the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. We carry the power of God, but we are not even aware. And he says, go and tell others about Jesus Christ. Tell people about their sins. Encourage them to reconcile to God. Help them to deal with their sins. Tell them that Jesus died for them. It's a simple command. Hey, how can I do when I don't know how to talk? How can I do when I'm shy? How can I do when I don't know much scripture? When Jesus was giving that instruction, he didn't talk about how much we knew or how well we have grown. He just said, go, just obey, just do it. So just do it. When you go and somebody is sick, learn to pray for the person by faith. It may be your first time. You ask, if I pray, will the person be healed? That is not your problem. You pray anyhow. Even if the person doesn't get well, don't feel disappointed and feel bad. You have simply obeyed the instruction of God. Just do it. For all you know, as you pray and the person doesn't get healed, you move out of that place. The Spirit of God begins to minister to that person. And later, maybe a day, a week, a month, a year after, the person gets healed and the person remembers what you told him and gets born again. You may never even see the person again. But you have no idea what you did as a result of obeying God. Is someone listening to me? Let's learn to obey God. Just take him at his word. Don't be afraid of anything. And we said that the power of God is manifested in line with the word of God. In the word of God, there are what you call promises of God. There are principles of God. And there are also prophecies. We'll take time to digest this in more detail later on. In fact, many people misuse the word of God or don't use the word of God appropriately. Because you confuse a promise with a principle. And we sometimes even confuse it with a prophecy. This morning I was studying a passage of scripture, a very popular passage in Jeremiah. And then I realized that many of us have been using some of those prophecies which were given to Jeremiah wrongly for ourselves. Did God give you that prophecy? No, but you take that prophecy and you take it as a promise and you are standing on it. It will not necessarily work. I'm not teaching on that today. But how, if I remember there was one time I was teaching the facilitators on the studying the word of God. And then somebody asked me a question in relating to some of these things. And I said, okay, don't look good there because I'll digress too much. But the way sometimes some of these things which are not necessarily related to us can work for us is because as you read that passage, it may be a prophecy to Jeremiah. But as you are tending to understand how God dealt with Jeremiah in that prophecy, the Spirit of God can use that prophecy to speak to you, and that becomes a rhema, a living word from God to you. It doesn't mean that that prophecy was for you. Am I making myself clear? I'm not too sure. Don't just take anything in the scripture as a promise from God. First, learn to understand what it's saying, learn to understand the context, and learn to understand who is being spoken to, why was the person being spoken to, what was the outcome. And as you are studying, also be talking to God. God will speak to you. And when he speaks to you, that is the word that you need at that time. So even though that context may not necessarily apply to you, for example, if you take the prodigal son, if you are reading about the prodigal son, are you a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter? No. Have you gone to eat pig's food? No. But as you are studying how the prodigal son messed his life, ate pig's food, came to himself, God can speak to you about something that you are messing up in your life and how you need to come to yourself and go back to your father. And God may use that passage to speak to you about coming back to him in repentance, that he can restore you and change your life. So you have used a story about a prodigal son who went to eat pig food. You haven't eaten some of the pig food, but God has spoken to you about eating pig food. Do you understand? When we get to these details, we'll talk a lot more about that. And then we also talked about how the Spirit of God works together with the Word of God. And we use a creation story where the Bible says the Spirit of God was moving across the earth and the chaos, and God spoke. And I recall asking us, if the Spirit of the Lord had not been moving on the waters and the chaos, and God has spoken, would there have been creation? Possibly no. That is the principle of God. That's how God works. He works by his Holy Spirit and by his word. And that's why it's important when you are in church, you pay attention. Because when you are in church, you know, that's what you call the corporate anointing. When you are in church, there are times when the wave of the Spirit of God begins to move. And it is in that wave that when you speak a word, not necessarily the person's teaching or preaching, but when you yourself speak a word of God that he has placed in your heart, things turn around for you. You often hear preachers saying things like, the presence of God is here. And sometimes when they say the presence of God, you look around, you don't feel anything. Has it happened to you before? The preacher says, oh, I sense the presence of God. Which presence? I don't sense anything. But let me not digress again. Okay. So just remember that the Spirit of God works together, the Word of God, to perform the supernatural. Okay. Gradually, God will begin to teach us a lot more about that. Okay. Now, I want us to read a very long passage, and then we'll enter into a time of prayer after I make a few emphases. Romans chapter 11. We're going to be focusing on Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 12, verse 11. Who knows what it says? Romans 12, verse 11. Another 100 CDs on the line. Romans 12, even though I left my purse at home today. Okay, nobody has got it, so let's cut it off before somebody opens his Bible and then gets it. So we're going to be focusing on Romans 12, verse 11 today. But before we get to that Romans 12, verse 11, we want to understand the context of that passage. So we'll start from Romans 11, verse 33. All the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of God, or who has become his counselor? Who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, what's this? I think you are using the old version. So let's go back to the scripture. Let's take it from verse. Go back to the scripture. Project the scripture for me. Okay. Okay. Just listen while I read this scripture. Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm right. Sorry. My fault. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Romans 12, verse 1. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You see, the passage ends in chapter 11 talking about the glory of God, the power of God, the majesty of God, his sovereignty, like Auntie Olivia led us to worship this morning. He's God by himself. You cannot teach him. You cannot counsel him. You cannot show him how things should be done. He has all power. He has all majesty. He's full of radiance and beauty. And after ending on that note, Now the writer, but this book of Romans is a very deep book. It's very difficult to teach. I remember the time I did a series on this, and when I told Pastor I was going to teach on Romans, he said, hey, that book is tough. I said, yes, but we shall do it. It's a very difficult book sometimes to understand. But after ending on that note, he now begins to tell us how we must live. Remember I talk about we are learning to live a new kind of life. There's one small aspect of this new kind of life that you're going to focus on in prayer today. But before we get there, he gives a whole lot of other instructions about how we must live. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. If you are not dead, you don't consider yourself dead, your body cannot be a living sacrifice. The death comes with your body being a living sacrifice. So you are living, but you crucify yourself with Christ. You lay your life down and the life is no longer yours. That life is no longer alive. It is dead. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that comes through the word of God, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Many of us say we are struggling with the will of God. We don't know what the will of God is. Read the Bible. The more of the word of God you read, the more you know about the will of God for your life. You tell us, when I read the Bible, it hasn't got anything to do with BC. You read more. You learn something about BC in the Bible. Let's move on. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion of our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, today dear Samba, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor all that is evil, cling to the good, and be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. A lot of instructions in there. Different aspects of this new life and how we must conduct ourselves in this new life. But what we are going to focus on this morning, be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love, giving honor, preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, being steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints according to hospitality. Hold on there. He said it must be affectionate to one another in brotherly love. We must honor one another, giving preference to your friend over yourself. Rejoice in hope. And that is why you cannot come to church and not be joyful. It is a sin not to rejoice. You haven't seen the Bible where it said that, what's the opposite of rejoice? Okay. Is it sorrow? Sad. These are synonyms, but I can't get the one word. But you won't see anywhere in the scripture which says that not rejoicing is a sin. But Paul says, rejoice always. It's a command. So when you don't rejoice, what are you doing? You are disobeying the command, so you are sinning. So there must always be joy in your life. And joy in your life does not mean that everything is going on well with you. You may have just failed your most important exam, but the Bible says rejoice in the Lord. And that rejoicing comes not because you have failed. You are rejoicing because in spite of the failure, you still have God. You may be on your sick bed. The Bible says rejoice. You are hoping to be healed. You are praying to be healed. You are trusting God for healing. But don't be morose. Rejoice. Don't let the condition you are going through determine how you relate with God. Just obey God's commandments. And one of his commandments is to rejoice continually all the time, irrespective of what is happening. Pay patient in tribulation. When everybody is fighting against you because of your stand, your faith in God, still be patient and be hopeful that it shall be well tomorrow. Be steadfast in prayer. But what you want to focus on is in verse 11. Next slide, please. From the Amplified, Romans 12, verse 11. Never lagging behind in diligence. Don't lag behind in diligence. Be diligent in all your ways. Everything that you do, be diligent. When you are praying, pray diligently. When we are singing, sing diligently. When we are dancing, dance diligently. When you are studying, study diligently. When you obey your parents diligently. Be a hard worker. Be strong in obedience. Be diligent. Don't lag behind. Don't stay behind. Last week we raised a choir and they sang twice. They led us twice. But yesterday, I didn't see them at rehearsal. Where's my choir? Get on stage right now and repent. Me and Auntie Jeanette's choir, where are you? Some of them didn't come to church. Where is the new choir? Do not lag, and some of you know you need to join them, and you are lagging behind. But you didn't join them last week, and you have just heard God speak to you. I want you to join them right now. You just heard, as I was talking right now, not earlier on, not last week, right now as I was talking, you just heard God speak to you. Please join them very quickly. Don't be stubborn. I know when God speaks to me, and I know he has spoken to you. You just heard him that joined them. We are waiting for you. Today is about obedience and diligence. In fact, if you don't obey certain instructions, we'll have to end the exhortation there. We will not enter into certain dimensions of prayer. But I pray that we'll all be obedient and we'll move on. Who are those that God spoke to? It's always better late than never. Don't come to me after service and say, I'm the one that God was speaking to, but I was feeling shy. I don't mind you. Because when the Spirit of God is moving, that's when we speak the word. It's not after the Spirit of God has moved and is gone, then you come and you are repenting. There are some more. God just spoke to you. And I've just been talking to you about obedience, and you are still being disobedient. So who are those disobedient people? Who is holding the whole church back? Holy Ghost, smoke them out for me. If God leads me to smoke you, it will be bad for you. So please, just willingly obey. It's not me you are obeying. God just spoke to you. You know God can reveal to me. So obey. Those who are afraid, don't be afraid. You know, look, obeying God is the best thing that can happen to you. Don't hold back the movement of the Spirit of God. I sense very strongly, I know what I'm talking about. you, Lord.
Moses, shall we go on? Hold it there. Okay, just leave the two. It ends by saying, be aglow in the spirit. And that's what we are going to be standing on to pray this morning. Be aglow in the spirit. Be aglow in the spirit. Enthusiastically serve God. I wish I could spend today preaching on this, but I'm not preaching. I'm supposed to be giving an exhortation. I've digressed too much already. Serve God enthusiastically. With all your energy, with everything that is within you, serve God. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it with joy. Do it with diligence. Some of you are not even doing it at all. And this morning, I'm going to be making an altar call for church workers. Serious church workers. And please, don't let's do it the hard way. Just obey. The classic Amplified version says, never lack in zeal. Be zealous for the things of God. Serve the Lord with earnest endeavor. Be aglow, burning with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God burn in you. Some of us, we are so cold. When we come to church, you have to, Auntie Olivia has to talk and talk and wind you, Uncle Solomon, here, wind you up before you can open your mouth to sing praise to God. It shows how you didn't do it at home, how you didn't do your quiet time, how you didn't pray before coming to church, why you don't care about the things of God, you are not enthusiastic about the things of God, you have no zeal for God. Jesus said, the zeal for your house has consumed me. But for you, you have no zeal at all. Pray to God that there will be a revival of zeal in Teen Chapel again. Just this morning during the praise and worship, I don't know why, but I do some of this sometimes. I want to watch an old video of Teen Chapel and say, oh God, bring back the days of Teen Chapel. Revive us, oh Lord. One of these is I'll show you a bit of some of these videos. I remember I showed portions to Auntie Olivia and said, hey, so was this Teen Chapel? The choir filled the whole stage. Serve God with enthusiasm. Be aglow, burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Next slide, please. Other translation says, don't be lazy when hard work is needed. When we have to do hard work, don't be lazy. Use your energy to serve God. You are young people. I don't see why. Even some of us who are still serving God enthusiastically. Now, what about you with all your energy? Use your energy to serve God. Be on fire with the Spirit. Keep the fires of your spirit burning all the time. You know, it is, you must always be experiencing campfire at any time of your life. Not only at camp. Every day in your life, you must feel the power, the fire of God. You must feel fire burning inside of you. So that you are compelled to tell somebody about Jesus. You are compelled not to cheat in the exams. You are compelled to live a life that will challenge other people. You are compelled to manifest the power of God whenever God moves you to do so. That's what it means to let the fire of the Holy Spirit be continually burning in you. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Be passionate about serving Him. Some of you, if you haven't started serving, how can you be passionate? But be passionate. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's when He will honor you. That's when He will reward you. Stay excited about your faith always. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling and boiling over. That is the new life. And that is the new life that we are praying for. Don't get tired of working hard. Be on fire with the Holy Spirit. Work as slaves unto the Lord. See yourself as a slave for God. Whatever the master says, do, do it. Just do it. That is when you experience miracles in your life. And that is when you experience gathering in your life. I don't know why, but in ICGC this year, our theme is gathering. But for some reason, I haven't really heard great sermons
about the context of our theme gathering. When I was studying Dr. Otterbill's declaration in the theme again, it dawned on me, before gathering comes, something happens. And if that thing does not happen, there can be no gathering. Before gathering, there was a great need. People were hungry and there was no food. They didn't even have enough money to buy food, even if the food was around. And Jesus gave some instructions and they obeyed. And then one small lad sacrificed his miniature lunch. And the Bible says Jesus took the bread and the fish, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples to give to them. And that was when the miracle happened. The miracle happened because there was a need and people obeyed the instructions of Jesus Christ, and the little boy sacrificed his lunch. Jesus blessed it, gave thanks, multiplied it, and then resulted in the miracle. And after the miracle, Jesus said, gather the fragments. Let nothing go to waste. Let nothing be lost. Before there can be gathering, there has to be obedience. Before gathering, there must be sacrifice. Before gathering, you must give it up to God. God will bless it, multiply it, and give it back to us. That is when we experience the super abundance of the miracles. And that is when we gather in the things that God has given us and we don't waste any. I pray to God that in this month of August, we understand what Dr. Otterbill is trying to teach us. We understand what the Spirit of God is trying to teach us about gathering. Don't just be excited about gathering. You are gathering souls for the kingdom. You are gathering substance for the kingdom. I'm gathering money. I'm gathering grace. Go to the roots of the gathering. Learn the rudiments of gathering. And then you can enter into the realms of gathering. This morning, my choir, you're going to lead us in a very simple song. Oh, get behind the mic. Don't be afraid. Some of you at the back. This one is not a new song. We all know the song. It's a children's school song. Okay? Sunday school. So we all know it. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Don't you know it? Then you will learn. Hey, if you don't know it, I thought this was a simple Sunday school song that everybody knew. All right. I'll teach it in two simple lines and then we'll learn it. And it's a prayer. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. And say you don't know it. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. That's all. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Shall we have someone with the drums, please? If I see you not singing, you're in trouble. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Selam alone. Give me oil in my lamp. Sing aloud. Selam, I don't hear you. My choir alone. Come forward. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of.
Shall we all rise and sing together? It's a prayer.
Oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp.
Keep me burning.
Keep me burning till the break of day.
Faster.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp. I pray.
It's a prayer to God. Fill me this morning. I need fresh oil. I need fresh spirit. A fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me alive. Keep me burning, oh God. Let my oil be burning. Let my oil never last. Let me be filled with oil. Give me oil in my lamp, Lord. Let me burn for you. Let me be on fire for you. Let me burn to the very end of the days. Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp, I pray.
Oh Lord, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning to the break of day.
Give me oil in my lamp,
keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp,
keep me burning.
Keep me burning till the break.
Joy in my heart.
Give me joy
in my heart. Keep me praising.
Give me joy
in my heart.
You're not singing. You're not singing.
My heart. Give me peace in my heart.
Keep me resting.
Give me peace in my heart.
I pray.
Give me peace in my heart.
Keep me burning. Keep me resting to the break of day.
Give me love in my heart.
Give me love in my heart. Keep me.
Give me love in my heart.
I pray.
Give me love in my heart.
Keep me serving.
Joy in my heart.
Give me joy in my heart. Keep me
praising. Give me joy.
Give me joy in my heart. I pray.
Give me joy.
Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising.
Keep me praising.
Keep me praising till the break of day.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp. I pray.
Give me oil.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Burning
to the break of.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Lord, give us fresh oil.
Give me oil.
Give us fresh oil this morning.
Father,
we need fresh
oil.
Oil. We need fresh oil. We need fresh oil. Liba rose zebereketa. Iga pade leba sondele. Liba rose ze. Kasa intasasa spiste bo von akwa. Lipo robo sende liba lo sayaha. Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Let your fire burn. Let your fire burn in Tea Chapel. Let your fire burn, Lord. We are ready for greater ways. We are ready for gathering of God. We are ready for obedience of God. Hande padelia dosa diha. Liba rose sebe lida losa die. Liba rosa liba aya. Papa papa papa. Le carosse teria dole bashataiha. I carosse de teria dalaha. Libara papaya la rabaha. I galele le vesendolo boshke. I capa papa. Le carosse de teria dole bosode. E calara la babaha. La paya la la le robosse teria dos. Le paria delle le bebe. I am called, Lord. I need fresh oil. Fill me with the bread of heaven. Give me fresh oil, Lord. Ignite my fire, Lord. Ignite your Lord. Set me on fire, oh Lord. Set me on fire, oh Lord. I want to serve you. I want to live for you. I want to do more for you. I want to live this life. I want to live the Zoe life, the God kind of life. I want to live the life of faith. Oh God, baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. Open my eyes to see to the spiritual realm. Open my ears to hear you, God. Open my heart to receive from you, God. La pa, 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 la I am not waiting for come. I am not waiting for come. I am not waiting for any retreat. Lord, baptize me. Lord, set me on fire. Set me on fire. I want to live for you. I want to live the sacrificial life. I want to walk the life of the Holy Ghost. I want to walk by faith. I want to live by faith. I want to live by faith. I want to live in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I want to live in the demonstration of your power. And that fire. La papa, la papa, la papa, la papa, la papa, la papa. E kadoro bosote lebe. E kabara mama. Mi boros dosi lebe shetere liya bosa.
Carefully to me. I want to make an altar call and think before you respond. I pray that I'm able to anoint everyone in this service. Ushers, can you please get some anointing oil ready for me? Think before you respond to this call. We've been talking about serving God enthusiastically. But as for you, you are not even serving God at all. You enjoy to gather the miracles of God. You enjoy to experience the blessing of God. But God told Abraham that I will bless you and you will be a blessing for generations. That little boy sacrifices lunch. Some of you cannot sacrifice your TV. You cannot sacrifice your video game. You cannot sacrifice your sleep to serve God. This morning, I'm calling people who are repentant and want to listen to God's voice to serve Him. I want you to walk to the altar right now. You want to serve God. I want you to walk to the altar. You are not in any deep. I'm not talking about full-time ministry. I'm just talking about just using your life to serve God. If you're talking about the power of God, we're talking about witness to other people. If you're talking about living your life can even challenge your parents to change. Even if your lives are Christians, your parents are Christians. You're the healing for Nigeria. You're the bomb for wounded hearts. Think about the consequences before you come. It involves sacrifice. You're the longing of my heart, the desire of my life. Your sweetness. Sacrifice. Can you please move the chairs a little backwards? Jesus, my all in all. Oh.
Make sure you don't stand behind somebody. Make sure you don't stand behind somebody. Jesus, my all in all.
You're the fairest of 10,000s. You're the darling of
God. Don't stand behind anybody. Look for some space for yourself. Make sure you don't stand behind anybody.
I love you eternally. Oh, that all men may come to know you and love you endlessly. Pour your wondrous grace upon us.
Allah barabashita
rehatis.
Grave rose de geberishte ni hados de lebahasana. La vise le coste brito robo senza pari alla bastai. Ni coros de viziando skepara sta. La variando de vele te streze bero ste capaha. Ni coros de son de liva ai de katush. Ni garus de le vezele le este di adosa de hadai. Ni gros de che periese che li ma assa de ando le kaziza bandi ando le ste capra asuke ando la la andara ba uli adaha. Recre coste belire, ando zeveri ste che li per ascoli mi ando le ze che li studi aire che news de la la iso tari a però cantari ando che scrivo hobby reproche ste che li uso zeli per dare ando li a mantara ba asha li gros de che ni ando zi pri ni ando le ste che le pasuka ada baros da sandi allo ste li bros che parli kala ai che le che scene le bestere le besene le be Ligaros tendele piantos que pania anda daba aida nada baha. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out my spirit on the young, and they shall rise up in my power and carry my mantles and do that which I tell them. Lord, may your people be ready. May your people be ready, O God. Father, as I anoint these ones unto service, I anoint them into the supernatural. I anoint them into humility. I anoint them, O God. Kate da pa ta pa ta pa la pa ta 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 ha. Li grosse velgiende steke priko li bariende leva saia duske behandia da la ba. La prakere leva ste di diende leva saia. Li grus gariem meteria do saia. Jesus, you are everything to us. We resign ourselves to you, O God. Ah, Pariade. Li Rusa, da Terebesteria, Pratuase, Licria, Coske, Mede, and your Lord, look at the hearts of your people. Set us on fire, O God. Set us on fire, O God. Set us a place for you, God. Le rus karaba ashandere dele le. Liro sataria dele hasada. Le grakore ba ayasaya. Liro sesele le bestetere dele be. Marapaya.
You are sweet. Give us grace.
Give us grace. Give us grace.
To do two things before we break up into our classes. Please go back to your classes. Those in front, please go back to your classes. Your facilitators will take your names and your convictions during the class. Now, there are two more things that I want to do before we get into our classes. I want to pray for all the facilitators. So all the facilitators, can you please come forward? Let me take your seat. All the facilitators, please come forward. Don't drag the chairs. Just leave them as they are for now. And don't disturb the atmosphere. Uncle Moses, can you set the music before you come? Okay. No, the second one, please.
Like cold water.
The second one, please.
The desert. Like the fresh, fresh scent of spring, precious is your love to me.
Yeah, the facilitators and young adults, please. Forget about ushers, we shall manage ourselves. And the rest of us, don't just sit down like that. Please stretch forth your hands towards them. Be praying for them and be praying for yourself.
The more I find you.
There's one last thing I want to do.
The more I find you.
Before there was gathering, there was a miracle.
The more I love you.
I don't know what miracle we need. I don't know what miracle you need this morning. I don't know what you've been talking to God about. But I sense that God wants to do some miracles. I don't know what it is. You know, you have been talking to God. For some of you, it's academic miracle. I think everybody needs an academic miracle, don't we? For some of us, it's financial miracle. Some of us, it's the businesses. Some of us, our parents. Some of us, it's sickness. Some of you have gotten used to some chronic sicknesses and you have just accepted it. That is not your portion. Your portion is to walk in the divine, the supernatural. That is the God kind of life. That is the faith life. And that's how God wants us to live. But remember that before that miracle, there were two things. There was a sacrifice and there was the obedience. What has God spoken to you about to sacrifice? Either during the service or in very recent times. God may have spoken to you about something in your life that you need to change, that you need to give to Him, that you need to surrender to Him, that you're holding back. I want to use Joyce as a contact. Joyce, please come. Where's Joyce? I had a specific word for you and I hope it means something to you. You are holding back too much. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't fight God. Just surrender to Him. And I'm using it as a point of contact for those of us who are struggling with obeying God. Some of you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about is anything else but your Bible, anything else but God, anything else but your salvation. And God is calling upon us this morning to repentance. I use it as a point of contact. Lord, grant grace for repentance. Grace for repentance and surrender. Lord, we want to go all the way with you. Father, help us in Teen Chapel. Help us in Calvary Temple. We want to serve you. We want to enter into the supernatural. We want to enter into the miraculous. Now lift up your hands and talk to God, whatever miracle it is that you are needing. If you are standing for a family member, if you are standing for anybody, I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. The Spirit of God is in this place. And I sense a movement of the Spirit of God for the miraculous as the waters are stirred. And the Spirit of God is moving. Speak that word. Speak that word of healing. Speak that word of restoration. Speak that word of academic excellence. Speak the word. Speak the word. The word that God puts in your heart. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. The miraculous, oh God. Lord, hear your children. Hear the cry of your children. Hear the heart of your children, oh God. Lord, we expect miracles. We expect miracles. We want to gather. But before then, oh God, cause a miracle to happen in our life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Don't stop it. Go on. Go on. That's not going to sing anyway. So just go on.
Libros de Zeva la Ashtara Baha. Ilekerobos sezendere de behind the Sari Akundi. Legaros de Zeri.
Like cold water in the desert.
De Zeli la Hashta.
Let up your heart and cry. And your prayer unto God as you bring the service to a close.
Let that be your heart's desire. May God pour fresh water upon you. Like water in a testy land. Like water in the desert. Kalush de rebusta. May our lives be lives of worship. Lives of sacrifice. Lives of surrender unto you, God. Agatolia the sky. May all that we desire in life is Jesus. May he be our first desire. May he be our last desire. Oh God, help us. May we see Jesus in everything. And as we look up to you for the miraculous, as we look up to you for bread, oh God, honor your word in our lives. Your word says you will honor those that honor you.
Apari ada rasda sali hadas
liga roste se pati adoste iga dara na ba aya liga roste se le beste te re basiando la baha liga roste se Madia. May your prayer be the Lord, I want to know you. Jesus, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to live with you. I want to serve you all the days of my life. My life's in your hands. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I now live, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me in days of my life because you are so precious to me. Oh God, let it be. Oh God, let it be. Let it be all the days of my life. May you be our desire. May service for you be our heart cry. May we have zeal for you. May we live in your kingdom. May we walk with you. May we live with you all the days of our lives. And even as we prepare for the BC, as we enter into the exam room of God, Lord, keep us in perfect health. Keep us in perfect peace. Everything that we have learned, everything that we have heard, may we remember and may we write in peace and may we desire in our heart not to cheat and not to help anybody but to look up to you, our helper, our all in all. Yes, Lord, this is our heart's cry. This is our cry to you this morning. This is our cry to you, Lord. Ya la baba, ya la 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 baba. Ikapare perebeste televisia dosa. Ika parian de lebese. Liva ros keberi anda stata paha. Ipande le kerere lebesi ando skadaha. Le garos ketes. Li garos taya. Abandi ada lavasha da terebe. You are sweetness to our souls, Lord. And we cry to you in worship this morning. We lift up our hearts. We lift up our hands. We lift up our peace. Let everything that is within me bless the Lord. For you are sweetness to me, O God. You are my radiance. You are my life. You are my all in all. You are my desire.
Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, yeah, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus,
oh,
my
yes,
all
Lord.
In all,
yes, Lord,
you are sweetness
yes, Lord.
To my soul.
Yes, Lord,
Jesus,
yes, Lord, you sweet
my
in our
all
lives,
in all.
You're
oh,
all in all
you
to
are
us.
Sweetness to
You are everything to us, Lord.
Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness. I am all God. You are everything to my all in all.
Background. Kashtin, can you please send the baskets around so we take the conduits offering and the facilitators just interact with your classes very briefly, especially about those who responded to the altar call and any other thing you want to tell them in the next couple of minutes. We should be closed and out of here.
Please don't forget your head counts.
Facilitators, please don't forget your head counts. Okay, can we please wrap up? The adult church has closed.
You are the longing of my heart. are sweeter than sugar, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all. You are sweeter than honey, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all, you are sweetness to my soul. Jesus, my all in all.
All right. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and always. Amen. Have a great week. Make sure you talk to somebody about Jesus. Don't let the fire go down. We are getting ready for something. God bless you all.
Now, and Greater Works is with us right now. And so from the 31st of July, when we end 40 days of power, in the evening we start our Greater Works conference. And it is designed that way so that we come into the conference with the full power of 40 days of prayer and fasting. And so Greater Work starts on 31st July and we go through to the 4th of August. Just want to encourage each one of you, if you are a member of ICGC, this is your holy convocation. This is where we all gather as a family, as a church, to come and seek the face of the Lord. And so we just want to encourage each one of you, wherever you are, just get on board, be part of the conference, attend. Don't just stay at home and say, well, I believe that my spirit is there. God wants your spirit involved. He wants your body also involved. So come in, be part of it. For those of you who are already volunteering in the various aspects, in ushering, in security, in the cash team, in the musical ministries, and all of you who are volunteering in all the various aspects, intercessors and so on, God bless you. But we want more than just those who are participating as volunteers. We want everybody, members of congregations, to be there. And please take advantage of all the bus arrangements that have been made in your church and be part of it and get on board on the bus. Come in and allow God to minister to you. This is our moment of the year. We prayed for it and you must come and receive it. So make time for it and commit to it. And this year, I will be opening, as I normally do, on the first night.